Blog Talk Radio.
Sister Gladys, if you're speaking, we can't hear you.
Yes, I was. I'm sorry. Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Gladys facilitating this Tuesday on July 4th, 2023, on this Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry, where Sister Bandaj, Darlene Bandaj, is the pastor over this ministry. And we're just thanking God this morning that we're coming together in prayer, praise, and worship, which is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to God's name, to who he is. And we just appreciate God for breathing the breath of life into our bodies this morning. And that we're just grateful this morning because somebody didn't wake up this morning. But we're thankful to God that we did. So we just thank God for everyone that's on this prayer line, for the ones that wanted to be, and for whatever reason they couldn't, we thank God for them because they had the mind to do so. And so we just appreciate God for his loving kindness, for grace and mercy for us. And thanking God that we come together in unity this morning, hallelujah, on 4th of July. And that we didn't let it stop because it was a holiday. We still thought it not robbery to be here, you know, and to just to pray praise and give thanks to God for just another day that he has brought us out, that he has, you know, given us life. And so we just thank everyone this morning. Thank God for a sound mind. Thank God for who he is, our Alpha and our Omega, our beginning and our ending, that he is our shepherd. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and how he just, you know, just smiled upon us this morning. Hallelujah, that God give us strength and the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy this morning. Right now, Father God, we thank you right now, God, hallelujah, that you gave us right now, God, hallelujah, faith right now, God. Faith is a grain of a mustard seed right now, God, to come before you right now, God, and sing praises unto your name, Father God. We thank you right now, God, for life, abundant life, manifold life, wonderful life in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for our family members right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for, hallelujah, our children, our grandchildren and their children, Father God, hallelujah, that you woke us up this morning and you started us out, you know, on our way this morning right now, God. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, for the Holy Ghost right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we offer him, ask him to come into our homes this morning, to lead and guide us into all truth. Guide us by the skillfulness of his hands, that he order our steps this morning right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that the hope that lies within us with trembling and fear, Father, this morning, that we can just come together in unity, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we bind and we rebuke every spirit, not of the Holy Spirit, that tries to come in and change the, hallelujah, God's will for us in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we can come together in prayer, praise, and worship God for all that he's done, for all that he's doing, and the things that he's about to do in our lives this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for wisdom, hallelujah, in every area where we lack, Father, we ask you to, hallelujah, let wisdom flow this morning. Let revelation flow, Father, hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah, that a supernatural spirit of discernment flow this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for increasing our faith, Father, to trust and believe in you, Father God, with all our hearts, and we lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways, Father God, we acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praises right now, God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, giving you the first fruit of our morning this morning, Father God, in your Son, Jesus' name. We thank you right now, God. We bind and we rebuke, hallelujah, our hindering spirit, the hindering spirit, hallelujah, the spirit of distraction and the familiar spirit this morning off of us this morning and this ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper this day in the name of Jesus, and every tongue that shall speak out against us in judgment, we shall prove it to be wrong in the name of Jesus. When we, hallelujah, we broke, hallelujah, and we bind up every word spoken against us right now, God, as a body of Christ right now, God, and we cast every evil word back down to the pit of hell from which it came in Jesus' name. Thank you right now, God, this morning for having the mind of Christ, the Lord, that we think it on things that are true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of a good report. If there be any virtue and any praise, that we stay keeping our minds on these things, Father, in the name of Jesus, having the mind of Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, for the fruit of the Spirit right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, it's all because of you that we have our being, Father, in the name of Jesus, and how you, Lord, you kept us to see another day right now, God, and that we are victorious, Father, and we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who loves us, in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus over our minds, our bodies, our spirit, our will, and our emotions, Father, in the name of Jesus, over our children, our grandchildren, and their children's children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thanking you right now, God, that only what we do for Christ is going to last in these last and evil days, in the name of Jesus. And let your healing virtues flow right now, God. We are healed. We are whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken, in the name of Jesus. And we speak life, manifold life, abundant life, and hundredfold life, in the name of Jesus. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, God, but they're mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of your word this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for unity, Father, in the body of Christ, that we come together, the same mind, on one accord right now, God, giving you the glory and the honor and the praises right now, God. Hallelujah. In everything that we give you thanks, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for love and joy and peace and gentleness and goodness and long-suffering and faith, your faithfulness, Father, in the name of Jesus, and meekness, hallelujah, and self-control, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just honor you and we praise you today, Father, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we honor you and we praise you right now, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we want to see who's on this prayer line this morning, and just give your name this morning, and we're going to start this off first by opening it up to see who's on this prayer line this morning. And so so open your mics right now, and we're going to open it up to see who's on the prayer line this morning. Father God, we honor you and we praise you for the victory in Jesus' name. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We worship you.
Glory and the honor and the praise.
We give you all the glory, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We're going to open up our mics and we're going to come before God, hallelujah, with a spirit of praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We worship you. We magnify you. You are great, Lord God. We lift you up, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. You are able, Jesus, to do exceedingly
above all we can
ask or
imagine.
Holy, holy is your name, Lord. Holy is your name, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. You are the great I am, Lord God. You are the greatest, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you,
God. Thank you for what you did on the cross for us.
We worship you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You are great and greatly to be praised. Thank you,
Father. That we may
thank
be
you,
able
Jesus.
To
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. We magnify
you, Jesus.
We worship
you. You are worthy of worship and praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We be troubled for nothing but it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for transforming us, Lord God. Thank you for redeeming us, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for waking me up, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for providing, Jesus. Thank you for ordering my footsteps, Lord God. Thank you for your anointing, Jesus. Thank you for your renewed anointing, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you anoint my head with oil, that my cup shall runneth over, Jesus. Thank you for truly goodness and mercy following me all the days of my life as I dwell in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We would dwell in your house, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for being our provider, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping our children. Thank you for keeping Abraham, Celeste, and Benjamin, Lord God. Thank you for keeping them, Jesus. Thank you for keeping David, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping Denver and Dallas, Jesus, and TJ, Zidane, and Kenyon, Lord God, and Sierra, Jesus, and Joshua, Lord God. Thank you for keeping my mom and my dad, Lord God. Just thank you for blessing me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. You reign victorious, Jesus. There's no God greater. There's nothing greater than you, Lord God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, Jesus, Lord God. You are the beginning, Jesus, and the end, Lord God. You are everlasting, Lord God. You are everlasting, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. There's nothing greater than you, Lord God. Lord God, we honor you today, Jesus. We honor you with the first fruits of our praise, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for Apostle Horsley and Sister Wonderland, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Celestica, Lord God, and her daughter, Queen Jesus, and Sister Mary, Lord God. We thank you for Sister Mary and Sister Peggy and their whole family, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing for them, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing for Sister Marie, Jesus, Lord God, and Sister Yvonne, and Sister Linda, Jesus, and Sister Lois, Lord God, and Sister Linda, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. You reign supreme, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For Sister Darlene, Lord God, thank you for this prayer line, Lord God. Thank you for her consistency and diligence, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God, my praise the name of the Lord today, God, for the Lord,
Lord. Thank you for blessing us, Lord God.
We are
thankful to our dear Lord God. We thank you for saving. Thank you for saving, Jesus. Thank you for your favor, Lord God. Thank you for your favor, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your anointing, Jesus. Thank you for your anointing, your renewed anointing, Lord God.
Thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
In your
name of Jesus, we praise you, God. Lord, today for the songs, oh God, in our hearts today, God. Thank you, Lord. We have a song that the angels can sing, oh God. That is glory. Glory, glory
thank
to your
you,
name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, today for food, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for clothing, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for homes today, God. Thank you for our businesses, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today for pre-prospering and self for even as our souls prosper, God. Thank you for that
even
this morning, God. Yes, yes, thank you.
In the praise
your name.
And honor you this morning, and we give you all the glory and the honor and the praise this morning.
Thank you, Lord. 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 For you have given us this day our daily bread, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, hallelujah.
For everyone this morning.
So praise is what we do, Lord God.
We thank you, Jesus.
Praise is what we do, Jesus. Praise is what we do, Lord God. Even if we're going through, Lord God, we lift our hands towards you today, Jesus, Lord God. And praise, Jesus, Lord God. Praise is who we are, Lord God.
Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, because
Good morning. This is Darlene B. God bless everybody. I'm glad to be here. I thank God for just giving us peace, giving us joy, because we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we know that sometimes we may get weak, but God is right there, and he gives us the strength to carry on. And I thank God for just, you know, the fervent, effective prayers of righteous men and women that pray, and we continue to keep these prayers going, and these prayers are showing us that God is real and that God is still in the blessing business. So I'm just grateful this morning for being allowed to be here in the land of the living. Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else that would like to have prayer this morning? We'll start us off in prayer this morning. Okay.
What did you say, Sister Gladys?
Open up the mic for anyone that wants to pray or either want to touch, you know, just in agreement with us for prayer this morning.
Yeah, I can pray. If I don't know.
Okay.
I can pray.
Is there anyone else?
Good morning. Okay. Lucinda here. I would like to say that I'll sing a little song.
Okay. Well, first of all, we're going to, Sister Chris, if you want to go ahead and say, you know, prayer, words of prayer for us this morning to help us continue our day.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we are so grateful this morning, Lord God. We woke up with praise in our heart, Lord God, because you are worthy, Lord God. And, Lord God, we know that you are able, Lord God, to do exceedingly above all we can ask or imagine, Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for each and every person on this prayer line, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for ordering our steps today, Lord God. Lord God, helping us to keep our flask filled with oil today, Lord God. I just thank you, Jesus, for the blood. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you doing in our life, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this new month, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for this new month of July, Lord God. Lord God, new beginnings, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, that you've given us an anointing today, Lord God. Anointing for this month, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for anointing our family members, Lord God, our children, Lord God, everything that concerns us, Lord God. We ask you today to set on fire for Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, restoring us, Jesus, Lord God, a clean heart, Lord God. Restoring us, Lord God, a new mind, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that we are able to serve you, Lord God. Serve you with diligence, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for giving me a renewed heart today, Lord God. Lord God, that I can serve you and worship you, Jesus, Lord God. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. In Jesus' name, you say amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Lucinda, if you want to sing a song this morning, that would be great.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Amen.
Amen, sister. Thank you for that. I just want to appreciate God that, you know, that we are the ones that are on here and the ones that wanted to be on here. We are alive and we're in our right minds this morning. I want to thank God for, you know, and then his faithfulness and to enduring hardness as a good soldier. And just appreciate God for the peace that surpasses all understanding and that will guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Thank God for our victory. Hallelujah, for accomplishing everything, because only what we do for Christ is going to last, and it's all because of him that we are here today. And so that's enough to be thankful for within itself, to say in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, 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 that all that you've done for us this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. That a sound mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for new mercy. Thank you, Father, for unmerited favor, even though we don't deserve it. But, Lord, you still love us in spite of all and everything that, hallelujah, that we go through, our calamities, our storms, our persecutions, our tests, and our trials, Father. We thank you for it all. Father, in everything we give you the thanks. And so I just want to just appreciate God for who he is. And I want to thank God for the words words of encouragement that I'm bringing forth this morning. Go ahead on and get that out of the, let that come first before we get into the prayer requests and what we need God to do for us. But we're just thanking God for all the things that he's done for us already. And, you know, he is a God of more than enough, and we just appreciate him for all that we do. So I want to come before you with words of encouragement this morning about hope beyond our still have hope. And Romans 5:8 lets us know, but God commended his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And I just want to thank God for that. I also want to thank God for the for five, that's Romans 5 and 8, what I just read, and Numbers 22 through 12. But I want to speak on this Romans, I mean Numbers 20 and 8, excuse me. Which speaks on, take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron, thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so that thou give the congregation and their beasts drink. And I just wanted to encourage one another that, you know, if we have ever done anything in anger that we regret it? And I was coming from those chapters that in verse that I gave you, Romans 5 and 8, and also Numbers 20 and 8. And so it takes me back when I was reading in Numbers that portion of it, and you can read the whole entire chapter if you would like. I'm just, you know, admonishing you to read the entire verses, chapter. When Moses, he was a model of exemplary faith, did something he later regretted. And there's a lot more men and women of God in the book of the Bible that did things that they later regretted, you know, in life that they did it, where the people were in the desert. The people of Israel were in the desert, and the water was scarce, and so they complained bitterly before God. And so God gave Moses and Aaron specific instructions about what he wanted them to do. And so he told Moses to speak to the rock before their eyes, the people's eyes, and it will pour out water. But Moses reacted out in anger. So giving himself and Aaron credit, but Moses reacted in anger, giving himself and Aaron credit for the miracle instead of God. Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock? Then he disobeyed God directly and raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. And even though water flowed, there were tragic consequences. Neither Moses nor Aaron was allowed to enter the land God promised his people, but he was still merciful toward them, allowing Moses to see it from afar. And as with Moses, God still mercifully meet us in the desert of our disobedience to him. And through Jesus' death and resurrection, he kindly offers us forgiveness and hope, no matter where we've been or what we've done. If we turn to him, he'll lead us into life. And questions, you know, to ask ourselves, what undeserved kindness has God shown us? And how can we share his kindness with someone today? And so just want to thank God that despite of our difficult circumstances, God give us eternal hope that no matter what, you know, God give us a chance to make things right, and we have eternal hope in him and with him if we turn to him and for him to make things right for us. So I just wanted to say that to encourage everyone with those words of encouragement that we all lead in some capacity and stuff. So so when we lead, we got to be sure that we don't be disobedient to the word of God when he asks us or commands us to do certain things, no matter how angry that we get because of the people's reactions toward us. So I just wanted to say that this morning to encourage each and every one of us that there's hope beyond our consequences if we just turn to the one who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and that could, that will forgive us of our sins, anything that we've done out of disobedience or whatever, you know, it may be. So I just want to thank God for bringing that word out, and I hope it was something that for the hearers that heard it, that it would be encouraging to them, to let them know that there's hope beyond our consequences, no matter, you know, what it is with God. So I just want each and everyone to open their mic. We're going to come to you know, give our prayer requests, praise report, or sing a song if we need to. But we also leave time enough for the Sister Darlene, Pastor Darlene, to pray what God has put on her heart and her mind to pray for today. Amen. And so the mics are open for that. So open your mics one by one.
Hello, and good morning. It's Lucinda. And yesterday I went to see the film called Sound of Freedom. And I just have a prayer request for the operations that go out into all lands to rescue children.
Okay, thank you, Sister Lucinda. Is there anyone else?
Good morning, Scholastic is here. I'm requesting prayer for my daughter, Queen. She has a scrub throat, and two of her co-workers, they too have scrub throat. I can't remember their names. So to pray for them, for their healing and traveling mercy protection for people during this holiday day, and those who are traveling far and near for safe travels, and for myself as I travel, and protection of my family while I'm away. And thank you
thank you.
The word.
Galactica, thank you. Does anyone else have a praise report? Or
good morning again. This is Darlene Lee, yes. And I just want to pray for marriages. I mean, different times people are you know, they share what's going on, and there's just some crazy things that are happening. People are jealous of their mates. People are just don't want to have peace in the home, and they're just doing things that are just not good for the family and for the marriage. So I want to pray for marriages this morning. And I also want to pray for my grandchildren, the whole family, Jamila, Ben, Celeste, David, Abraham. Pray for all of them that God will protect them. Benjamin and his dad are on a scouting trip. So they're out somewhere in the woods, and so we want to pray for their protection while they're out there, and that the family that's here will continue to be blessed. Also want to pray for Francis, for his complete healing. He had an operation for the second time for the same thing earlier this year. And also pray for Frank, for his legs to be healed. He's been suffering for many years with some parts of his legs. So we want to pray for Francis and for Frank this morning. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Darlene. And I also want to thank God, you know, just for just waking me up. I mean, once again, waking me up this morning. Thank God for strength. I thank God for traveling mercies for the ones that are traveling over the dangerous highways and byways on this July 4th today, whether they're coming home or, you know, or wherever they may be, for traveling mercies for our family. And thank God for the, you know, just turning on the television. It sometimes, you know, get to be to the place where I don't even like to turn on the television, but I do turn it on because there's things on there that I know that God wants us to pray for and to pray over that are happening in the land, you know, for the death spirit, the murdering spirit that's going on and during this time people are breaking in and cars in their homes and stuff because they know people are not at home or either, you know, they sometimes they don't care whether they are home or not. But for God's protection upon people's homes, on their automobiles or whatever, and just praying for the mindset of people that are doing these things and that, you know, for salvation, healing, and deliverance for our, you know, our loved ones, the ones that don't know God, and for marriage, just like Pastor Darlene was speaking about marriages, and I just want to thank God that my granddaughter got married Saturday, and she let us know Saturday that they had went off and they had eloped and got married, her and her fiance. And so I just want to thank God, you know, for that. And also just for just the mind of Christ. Amen. So is there anyone else that have a praise report or song they want to sing or well, whatever the needs may be? Okay.
There was a song on my heart earlier. Before I got up out of the bed, I was just thinking of this song that most of you probably have heard it before. So let me just sing that song. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Just thinking about calling on the name of Jesus. Sometimes we don't know what to say, but if we just call on that name, we know that we can have some freedom in our spirits. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Just appreciate God for all that he's done, and that's more than enough. If he doesn't do anything else for us today, that's more than enough. Hallelujah. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. Hallelujah. And so I'm just grateful and thankful for everyone on this prayer line and for all the ones that God are adding to this prayer line, near or far, Father God. We just thank you and we just honor you for the things that you are about to, already done, and the things that you are about to do. Thank you right now, God, for, hallelujah, making provisions for us, Father, and giving us what we need throughout this day, Father, in the name of Jesus, the things that we need, Father. Thank you, Father, hallelujah, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Father, how you just watch over us and you still continue to love us in spite of all of our faults. Everything, Father, we just continually just thank you and just thank you, thank you, thank you. And just like Sister Pastor Dot Bunch said, you know, just don't know what to say or to pray about, just call on the name of Jesus. Jesus, for there's something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. King and kingdom shall all pass away, but there is something about that name. Thank you, Father, for your son Jesus Christ that died on the cross at Calvary for all mankind. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your son Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that stands in the gap for us, hallelujah. He is our intercessor that stands in for us, and he calls us his friend in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we honor you and we praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for clarity, for hallelujah, focus, hallelujah, in the name of hallelujah, to not be transformed by this world, but be ye, not be conformed by this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, Lord, we thank you. We adore you. Lord, we love you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we honor you this morning. And what I'm going to do is going to turn it over to Sister Abundance. If there's no one else that have anything to say, or someone that came in late that wants to have a chance to say something, a praise report of what God has done for them today, this is your chance right now to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Everybody on this 4th of July, I'm thankful and I'm grateful to God. Hallelujah. On the wife on this morning, but the song that was on my heart was, good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. It's going to be a wonderful day. And we thank God for this day, this 4th of July day. It's a beautiful day. In spite of the heat and everything, I thank God. And I thank God because God is faithful to his word, you know. I've been working a little bit more lately, and the other day I was just working, and it was, I think it was Thursday or Friday it was. Usually come home in the day, try to sleep, but so many things came up because it's just the time that we're living in now. People are calling, and things are going on, and I just, I should be sleeping, but I just go ministering. People call up and they have problems coming up, and you're trying to do, because we're called to work for God. And because we call to work, you know, sometimes I put it before sleep sometimes. Go to sleep, then someone call, and then you be trying to get some type of deliverance or some type of clarity to them that they would understand. And sometimes the people, I was surprised, there's a great number of people that you would think would know the word and had enough a Bible scripture, read the scripture enough, that they'd be able to pray their way out, but then they'd be lost, and then they'd be in a situation that'd be harmful to them, because if you have not hidden the word in your heart, you have nothing to fight the adversary, because he's quick, and he's sharp like the two-edged sword. He comes and he attacks the mind, hallelujah to God, and he waits the minute that there's any minute to doubt something, he'll pull it right up with the wrong thing, you know. You pull up, you talk about people don't like you, this person think this about you, you did this, you did that, you did the other. And some people be traumatized and they don't know what to do. And they be there. And especially when sometimes a loved one passed in the family or something. And that be heavy, the grief be heavy. And they can't give themselves no rest because they don't know that they be absent from the body, it's present with the Lord. And then they don't understand, then there's other things that just go on. Well, Friday, I did that Friday. It was just one of those days, and things came up. Next thing you know, it was time to go out to work, and things went wrong there, too. Some days you just get that way. It seemed like you worship the Lord and you praise the Lord, and one thing comes, and another thing comes up again, you know. And the way things got, so, Lord, I need to get to work. So I went to work there, you know, and I was so tired. And I said, Lord, how am I going to do this, Lord God? And the Spirit of the Lord just spoke and said one word, no accident. And so with the finite mind, he said, yo, that's true. If I don't have no accident, everything will be well. So I went to work, and besides everything that went through, I went at about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was supposed to be to this place at about 12 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm looking at the highway, not tired, just going down the road and everything just went blank for some reason. And for a few seconds, I opened my eyes up. The truck was heading for this concrete barrier that separates the highway. My eyes popped up just in time just to go around the barrier. I thank God. I started praising God then, because all God does is send a word. He doesn't slumber. He doesn't sleep. And I said, God, I was praising God because God is faithful to his word. Hallelujah to God. He may send a short word. He may send a long word sometimes. Sometimes you say, wait. But I'm thanking God, because if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, he had gave that word. And what happened was things could have been my fault, but it would have looked very bad, you know. But I thank God because he keeps you, you know. You're doing work, you're here, and it's our power of prayer, and we have other ministries that we attend to and stuff. And I just thank God for the protection and the keep, hallelujah, God. And then I look and I pray for people, because I see some accidents on this road here and stuff. And the people are just driving so recklessly and all the chaos that is going on, hallelujah to God. And I thank God. That's what I want to say this morning. I thank God for saving me. Thank God for keeping me. Thank you, God, work the miracles, because the God that we serve, he works miracles so great. There's no one else like him. So God bless everybody. Have a wonderful 4th of July day. Hallelujah, God. We thank God for getting on there late, but we got in on time, just in time. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen. Let's give God praise for protection for Apostle Horsley. Let's give him some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Our Apostle Horsley, oh God, protecting his father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said in the present, in the time of trouble, Lord, yes, Jesus, yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Quicken down
the
blessing, Father, this morning.
Father,
in the name of Jesus, revive
us, oh God. Father, Lord, hallelujah.
In the name of
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory, and we thank you,
God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you,
faithful.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you,
Lord.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Father, we thank you. We honor you. In the name of Jesus. So, we're going to come together, and we're going to pray. We're going to pray over the prayers that we have sent out. This morning, God heard every prayer, so we're going to come together and pray for that, and then we're going to turn it over into the hands of Pastor Darlene Bondage, and so she can take us out. So we're going to open up our mics, and everyone, let's come together in prayer over the prayer request that we have sent forth up to God this morning.
Yes,
Father
Lord,
God,
Lord,
we thank you
this morning.
This
morning, God, for knowing God, all that we need is you, God. Thank you, Lord, today, Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
God.
Thank you, Father, that we are
Gladys, we appreciate you for facilitating this morning and giving us this word concerning beyond our circumstances. And we know that sometimes we may get angry. Sometimes people get angry at God, as Moses did, but God still blessed them. And so we want to keep that in mind as we go forward, that, you know, God is a forgiving God, but we don't want to just crazily do things that are contrary to his will and his way. And so I just want to remind us that we are starting our fast on tomorrow, and our theme is to declare it is well, it is well. So we're believing that it is well as we continue these lives, no matter what we may be going through, no matter what the enemy tries to do against us, we know that it is well in spite of. As we have these scriptures, 2 Kings chapter 4 and 25 through 26, and it says, so she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her after afar off, that he said to her, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is a Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say to her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. So we're going to read, you know, as you're looking at these verses, read the parts before that. I mean, there was a wonderful thing that was happening in at that time. And so in the book of Jeremiah 33 and 3, the word says, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And also Philippians 4:13, these are our scriptures or verses that I had picked out for this particular fast. It says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So we want to encourage you to think about the fast that you will do, because there are different fasts that you can do. Some people may be on medication or have some situations that you can't do a full fast. But there are different ones that you can do, and we encourage each one to, you know, take time to listen to the voice of God while you're fasting, while you're praying. Not only when we're fasting, we want to still listen to the voice of God when he speaks to us during our time of meditation and during our time of prayer. So we just thank everyone who will join us in our fast. And so as we're leaving today, I cover and seal every prayer and all the praises with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we will resist that devil, and the devil will flee in Jesus' name. I decree that the devil is under our feet in Jesus' name. I decree today that we will continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hinds, and he will make us to walk upon the high places. And I want to thank everyone who has sown into my life and or the ministry, and I thank everyone who blessed me for my birthday. I was able to get a new phone. My phone was acting up, and that's one reason why last Friday I couldn't, the music wouldn't come on at the end. And I thank God for Pastor Scholastica jumping right in there and getting the outro set up for us. So I'm just thanking God for that today. In Jesus' name, I decree that we do have on the whole armor of God. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree today that the Lord has given power to get wealth. Our businesses are flourishing more than we can ask or think. Somebody is receiving millions of dollars, some hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some will receive thousands of dollars and some hundreds of dollars. According to your faith, so be it done unto you. I decree this morning that we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives, and we are alive unto God through Jesus Christ. I decree that we are victorious through Christ in Jesus' name. I want to remind you that I love each and every one of you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. And as we love people, people will make a decision for Jesus Christ because of the love that we're sharing with them. So let's continue to love the people who are hard to love, because we were loved by God. And he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to this earth so that we could have life, and life more abundantly. So everybody enjoy your time with family and friends as we celebrate our Independence Day. And know that God is still in control in spite of all the things that are going on, in spite of all that has happened down through the years. We still have God to lean on and to trust. So have a good day. Adios.
Amen. Amen. Have a blessed day.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.